Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural, daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health. You get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're with Joy Stevenson-Laws. Interesting that her last name is hyphenated Laws, because she's a JD, she's an attorney, but she's an attorney with an abiding interest in improving the health of Americans. She practices health law as the founding and managing partner of a law firm that bears her name with partners, and she's also the founder of Proactive Health Labs. That's phlabs.org, but she's also the author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy. So tell us about the book.
Yeah, so I co-wrote the book with three medical doctors because they did a tremendous amount of research. It was important for me to have credible research to address the issue. And the reason why the book was written was because we hear a lot about vitamins. We hear a lot about specific minerals. And for example, when we go to our annual physical, the typical minerals that get tested are iron and calcium and, you know, potassium, for the most part.
Sodium.
When we go to, and sodium, mm-hmm. Correct. And so most of us thought that those were the key ones and those were the most important ones and those are the only ones that exist. And it was important to highlight the fact that, well, there's more minerals than those, that are frequently tested. And those that aren't tested for are still important and they play a role. And one that jumps out is magnesium, mm-hmm. because it was very rare that magnesium was ever tested for. In fact, in all my physicals until I was about, I don't know, 50, 45 or 50, magnesium was never tested for. And I had to ask for it. And I had to ask for the specific type of test before the doctor would test for it. Mm-hmm. And obviously you have other minerals that aren't, you know, that we need, like copper and zinc and play a huge role in immunity, et cetera. So it was important to highlight the fact that, you know, these are important minerals too. There's not just one mineral. For example, there are books written about the importance of magnesium, mm-hmm. but we tend to overemphasize one. And so it was simply to create an awareness that there are a bunch of minerals that we need to stay healthy, and we need to make sure that we eat the right foods that contain those minerals so that we can stay healthy. And if we're not getting it from the foods, then we need to have a discussion with our doctors to ensure that we can, you know, get them in a form that we can utilize them and not overdo it. Because it's what, you know, you can always, most people associate nutrition with getting more of the nutrients.
A little is good, a lot is better, that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can have too much, and having too much can be just as bad as having too little. So the book goes into all that. It talks about the importance of, associating certain minerals with certain health conditions. Mm-hmm. For example, hypertension.
Right.
You know, many times we lack enough potassium. So, you know, we have more sodium, but we don't have enough potassium.
Right.
We need magnesium for that. So it talks about, you know, what minerals are relevant and what foods you can get them from. So that was the purpose behind the book.
And it, you know, it's sort of an easy to read format, and it's sort of an outreach to people who, you know, need a basic primer on the subject. Let's talk a little bit about blood pressure. You know, you alluded to it earlier that blood pressure is very dependent on minerals. You know, we certainly know that sodium can be a problem for some people, although it's controversial. It's not always a problem. And in fact, some studies have suggested that if we drastically limit sodium, for some people at least, a subsection of the population, there can be a paradoxical reaction. Their blood pressure can go up when they restrict sodium.
What's
up with that?
When it comes to blood pressure, it has to do with balance. And I think that's where we kind of go overboard, because we hear, oh, sodium is bad, you know, salt is bad. It's not that salt or sodium is bad. It's that the wrong ratio or proportion of sodium, you know, as it relates to potassium is bad. You have to have things in balance, and that's why you test. When you're trying to create your own nutrition plan, it's one thing to say I'm going to eat certain type of foods, but you have to then test to determine whether or not what you're eating is working for you, and are you getting the right proportion of the nutrient from the foods you're eating. And if you're not, then maybe it's time to talk to somebody competent about supplementing so that you can get the right ratio.
Right.
So when we eat lots of fruits and veggies, we get potassium from a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that balances out the sodium that you get from other foods. And if you don't, then you're going to have an imbalance.
Mm-hmm. And which is and the typical American diet, which is characterized by a high sodium to potassium ratio. We get a lot of sodium from processed foods, from salted foods, you know, these tasty, savory things. And we get very little potassium, which, of course, the main source is from plant-based foods. So
exactly.
The ratio is skewed for most Americans. So perhaps we could get away with, you know, a little bit of sodium if we upped our potassium intake and had balance. I mean, that's more my thrust. I don't tell people to go on an ultra-low sodium diet. I tell them more, you know, watch your sodium, but use more potassium. Yeah. You know, you mentioned blood tests. And as a practitioner, I got to say that the standard panel that you say you had till you were 45 or 50 doesn't tell you very much. Mostly, I say 99% of patients have normal sodium, normal potassium, normal calcium, you know, even the magnesium tests, which are not done that often, they're pretty inadequate to point to the need for magnesium. You know, you get a lot of normals when people really should be taking some of these minerals or increasing their intake of foods. So what's your solution? You participate in some clinics where they, the pH labs, proactive health labs, that does some more sophisticated testing?
Well, yes. So let's even talk about potassium and magnesium as examples, because you are so correct. Most of the time when you test for them, it comes back as being normal because they look for it in the serum.
Yeah.
Like things like magnesium and potassium, you need to look for it within the cells to get a correct reading. So you don't look for it in serum for the most part.
Right.
And so what we do, we work with a very sophisticated testing entity that all they do is nutrition testing, and they test for minerals like copper and magnesium where it needs to be tested, and you know, iron and all the relevant minerals, and they provide a baseline that you need to work, that they give you, that you can work with that. And then if you do that a couple of times a year, then you can know whether or not the foods that you're eating are actually working for you. The same thing with vitamins. And in my case, as an example, with vitamin C, I eat a ton of fruits and vegetables, but it turns out that I wasn't absorbing the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter how much orange juice or whatever I used to eat, it wasn't working for me. So I ended up having a special type of vitamin C with liposomes. And what that did, it allowed me to absorb the vitamin C.
The so-called liposomal vitamin C, which is a little bit more absorbable. Yeah.
Exactly, it's fat based. But I would not have known that if I didn't test for it. I would just assume that I'm eating great, I have a great diet, and everything is fine. So that's why it's important for us to test for these nutrients to see whether or not what we're doing is working. And that's what pH does, what Proactive Health Labs does. It works with patients or clients to make sure that their nutrition, whatever nutrition plan they were given, that nutrition plan is actually working for them. Because it's one thing to eat good foods, it's another thing to know whether or not the foods you're eating is working for you.
The physical locations are in Southern California. Can people in other parts of the country access Proactive Health Labs?
Yes, they can. We can have a nutrition test done anywhere in the country.
Okay. That would be good for some of our listeners who are located outside your where you reside. Okay, so what are some of the other conditions that are influenced by minerals? I mean, certainly blood pressure, that's a classic, yeah. What else?
Oh, diabetes, cancer, obesity, thyroid issues, mental issues, depression. Mm-hmm. I mean, name it. If we understand the premise that nutrition impacts or nutrients impact our lives, or physical and mental lives, then we'll understand that minerals, just like vitamins and the other nutrients, impact every aspect of our health. So when we are deficient in the minerals, they will impact our ability to live a happy life and a healthy life. So as a basic premise, if we get that, then we will understand or appreciate the importance of why we need to ensure that we have adequate amount of minerals and why we need to keep them in balance.
How about the effect of certain drugs and medications on minerals? Is that potentially an area of concern?
Yes, and that's covered in the book as well. That's a huge issue because
there's a lot of very powerful mineral depleting medications.
Yes, and we talk about that in the book as well as on the website. Prescription drugs are great; they serve a purpose, but we have to understand that when we use them, that they're going to create, we're going to be depleted of some nutrient. And once we're aware of the nutrients that they deplete, we can discuss with our doctors how to put them back so that we don't have the side effects of those drugs. And so what we tell patients or clients when they come into the office and they have medications, we do a thorough research to find out what they are, what nutrients they deplete, and we encourage them to discuss that issue with their physicians to ensure that they get those nutrients returned.
Is there an
issue? That way
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, is there an issue with, age-related requirements that perhaps certain diets and programs that are sufficient for younger people, older individuals may require mineral supplementation because of inability to absorb?
Yes, that in fact, that's something I just got done discussing today. As we age, our abilities, our organs, don't act as efficiently as they do when we're younger. So one of those organs is our kidneys. And so what we need to do is be aware that nutrient deficiency is going to occur as a side product of aging. Mm-hmm. And things like vitamin B12, we don't absorb as much mm-hmm. of. We need to we have to supplement for those. Tons of minerals that we may have absorbed well when we were younger, we don't when we're older. So those are all issues that we have to be aware of. Or age or diet, those are things that we need to be aware of to know what it is that we need to supplement with.
Indeed. Digestion, of course, is less efficient, and absorption is less efficient, so that's...
Yes.
And goodness gracious, talk about medications that impair nutrient absorption. The classic is these acid-blocking drugs that are so prevalent. Tens of millions of Americans, every day they pop an acid blocker, and, it supposedly helps their gastrointestinal symptoms, which might have been alleviated had they adopted a better diet or tried some natural therapies. Nevertheless,
exactly.
they're literally blocking the absorption of critical nutrients, particularly the ones you mentioned, B12, magnesium, perhaps calcium.
Right.
They've been associated with osteoporosis, taking these medications long-term. So that's certainly an issue.
And even things like antibiotics, which we use all the time, those also leach out certain nutrients. It's just being aware of, it's going to happen. When you take medications, these are things that are going to happen. And if you know what to do, while you're taking them, then, you won't have those crazy side effects that a lot of people complain about.
Indeed. The six basic nutrients that we need to survive, we mentioned some of them. Can we reiterate what those are?
Sure. So we protein, carbohydrates, fats, minerals, water, vitamins, and we need them in the right balance. And if we don't have them in the right balance, then we increase our chances of getting sick and unhealthy.
So when you talk about minerals, do you kind of go down the line, you know, outside some of these major minerals, we know magnesium, iron, sodium, potassium, calcium, but do you also look at some of the trace elements, you know, chromium
yes,
and selenium and iodine and some
right.
of these things that are a little less,
right.
you,
and
you
copper,
know, vanadium, copper, yeah. you know, these types of things?
Yes, molybdenum, mm-hmm. I can't even pronounce it sometimes.
Right, right. That's a tough one.
Yes, but yeah, we talk about all those, yeah, yeah. And it's primarily to highlight zinc, obviously, being one of the critical
zinc,
ones, too.
Yes. Yep.
But and the reason, as I said before, it's so important to highlight this issue. We can't just talk about the big ones, you know, like the irons or the calcium or whatever. They're important, but everything mm-hmm. is important.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't exclude the other ones. So the book was more to highlight the importance yeah. of understanding that, you know, there's a ton of other ones, we need to get them, and there are a bunch of foods that we can get them from.
You know, I think a real flaw in our system is that we don't test people for some of these important minerals. We don't test for iodine. We don't test for selenium, which, you know, it's easy to become deficient in those things because a poor quality diet doesn't deliver any selenium. Same thing with zinc, and the elderly, senior adults,
yes.
as we prefer to call them, are
yes.
often deficient in zinc, suboptimal, and that affects
yes.
immunity. Immune response is very, very dependent on zinc. And goodness gracious,
yes.
here we have enough trouble with, you know, older people getting infectious diseases. We're vaccinating them like crazy, but this year the flu shot isn't conferring that much protection.
Right. Right, and I bet you there's so many people admitted to the emergency room for flu issues.
Yeah.
And I'm sure nobody tests to see
exactly.
whether or not these people are nutritionally sound.
Yeah.
So they may be zinc deficient mm-hmm. or vitamin C
yeah.
deficient or whatever, but nobody really knows. We just figure, okay, this, mm-hmm. We're not getting better at the flu. Let's try some antibiotics or whatever it is, even though it doesn't work for flu, some of the flu. but, you know, these are things, I think I don't think a doctor should really see a patient without knowing what the nutritional, you know, what that patient's nutritional status is.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was some study that was done, but I think it was in Australia or New Zealand, where these were diabetic patients who were about to get their limbs amputated.
Mm.
And I guess the doctor decided to check for vitamins. Their wounds weren't getting better,
mm-hmm.
so they were thinking about amputating their legs. And they checked for vitamin C. One doctor decided
sure.
to say, you know, let me check for vitamin C. And it turned out that a lot of those patients were vitamin C deficient.
It's a modern instance of scurvy. We actually
yes.
discussed
yes.
that on this program
yes.
with a guy who wrote a historical
yes.
book about scurvy. And, you know, you say, well, great. I mean, that was the British Navy in 1700. No. It's a modern hospital in 2017 where they discovered cases of scurvy and the same symptoms that
right.
the British sailors experienced, you know, bleeding gums,
right.
poor immunity, poor wound healing, you know, people who mm-hmm. are older, they have, you know, bad dental hygiene, they can't chew food, so they're eating a lot of soft, you know, junk foods and cakes and things like that. There's no vitamin C.
Yes, yes, and no, but nobody really thinks about testing for that. You know, you chop the limbs off first before you
yeah.
test for something as simple
yeah.
as vitamin C. And many of these patients thought they were eating well what they were doing was overcooking the food.
Oh.
So they were overcooking
yes.
the vegetables. So even though they thought they were getting the vitamin C,
yeah.
so just simply asking the questions, do
they
you eat
drank
fruit
the water.
And vegetables?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, but the flip side of this is that you can go overboard with certain minerals. Minerals are a little bit, you know, a two-edged sword. I read of a case recently. It's a very fascinating case. This woman, this is in New England Journal of Medicine, which, you know, lucky for you, you don't have to read. You have to read the law journals. They're pretty dry. But New England Journal of Medicine can be very dry. But the case of the week,
mm-hmm.
1 week, and I challenge myself sometimes to read the case of the week to see if I still have my... diagnostic skills up to speed. And so this woman was admitted, and she had all kinds of horrendous symptoms, neurological symptoms. She couldn't walk. She was stumbling. Her legs were weak. They couldn't figure out what was going on with it. Did a million tests. Interestingly, she wore dentures. And when you apply dental cream tends to be very high in zinc. And
mm-hmm.
it's a known phenomenon that people who take use dental cream, and she said, well, these were poor-fitting dentures, so she had to put dental cream on like a dozen times a day, more than was recommended. And turned out she had sky-high zinc, which depletes copper. There's a kind of an inverse
yes.
relationship.
Yes.
She had a copper deficiency, a severe copper deficiency.
And when
she was given, they gave her some injections of copper, and then they gave her some oral pills of copper. She walked out of the hospital. She was fine. She actually created a enigmatic, severe neurodegenerative condition with zinc excess. And some people, they get overzealous. They take too many of certain things.
It's the same thing with whatever. It's magnesium. You can have too much. Zinc. And that's why I think it's so critical to test.
Indeed.
Because if you change your diet or if you decide to take supplements, it's so important to know whether or not you're taking vitamin D. Some people, a lot of us are deficient in vitamin D, but there's some people that overdo it.
Yeah.
And if you overdo vitamin D, you can get hives because, so think about all the things that could happen if you overdose on a lot of these things. And it's inconceivable that anyone could be taking vitamins and not test to see whether or not they're in balance. And I think that's one of the messages that I wanted the book to impart. That it's one thing to supplement or eat right, but it's another thing to test to see whether or not what you're doing is working, because you don't want to go overboard, and obviously you don't want to take too little either.
And while it may sound self-serving, I think it's important that there are physicians out there who have the ability to assess people nutritionally, because it's not commonly taught in med school. In fact, in this particular case, they said, oh my goodness, this woman has a copper deficiency, what do we do? And they had to talk to a pharmacist about how to replete the copper, because nobody had seen a case before of that. So the pharmacist looked it up and said, well, you can inject the copper. I mean, I've known how to inject copper into patients for the past 25 years, because that's what I do. In the hospital, they just didn't know about that. Okay, so basically that's the message. So what's today's Intelligent Medicine take home from our discussion with you? Get the book, number one. The book is available. It's once again, the title is Minerals. That's the name of the book, right?
Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient.
Yes. Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, and it's available from the usual sources. And where can people find out more about you?
You can find a lot about me on our website, phlabs.org. That's P as in Paul, H as in Happy, labs.org. We're a non-profit organization, and our goal is to ensure that consumers receive proper information about their health and how they can improve their health with nutrition. And we provide a bunch of information on our website that you can use to lead a healthy life.
And PH Labs also is going to work with hospitals and cajole, encourage them, urge them to reform some of their policies vis-a-vis nutrition.
Right.
So that's...
Right. It's providing information. The hospitals use their own information as well, and the healthcare industry in general, because it's things that, everybody understand that we need to make changes in certain areas, and more education is good for consumers.
Mm-hmm. Of course, my solution when I broke my leg and I was in the hospital, I was laid up about 10 years ago, was I just got friends and family to bring in the food, because the stuff they were, as far as they were concerned, it looked like I wasn't eating anything, because I kept giving back those trays, and all the Ensure that they gave me. They said, are you fasting, Dr. Hoffman? I would prefer to get the food that my family is bringing me. Thank you very much. So that was the answer.
But see, you knew better.
Has that that request.
Right.
So I appreciate very much what you're doing, and especially considering that you could be satisfied with a very fulfilling the legal career. You're kind of stepping a little bit outside your professional area to move towards nutrition and health advocacy. So that's fantastic. Really appreciate it. Hey, keep up the great work.
Okay, thank you so much. I think we as much as we can do to change our society, especially as it relates to nutrition, I think we owe a duty to society to do that. So I'm happy to do that.
Indeed. That's Joy Stevenson Laws. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.